Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the
Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come again across these skyways and airways, bringing once again the divine word of truth unto you, you, and you. Hallelujah. Just thank those of you that so graciously allow me into your work area. Thank you for allowing me into your living room space. And then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just thank those of you that continually to listen in, a faithful of the Old Ship of Zion. And I just want to tip my hat off to you on this morning. Hallelujah. I want to just send out a prayer of condolences to those of you that has lost loved ones. May it be last evening, even today, 72 hours ago, 48 hours ago, 30 minutes ago. Second ago, and we want you to know that you are not alone, that God has sons and daughters all around this earth, hallelujah, that are praying constantly 24 hours, hallelujah, around the clock for each and every one. So with that being said, we know that you are not alone. And we want you to just be encouraged and look up because your Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray that God will restore. Hallelujah. Glad tidings and restoration back unto your soul. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to go on into our opening prayer. Hallelujah. Every time that we come across this podium, we fail not to acknowledge our Lord and our Savior. And Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is his name. So I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer to acknowledge our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. I'm going to now open up the chat room, and you're able to just come right on in, and you're welcome, 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 and just take you a seat, and may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. And I just thank you. You just don't know how much that means to me. You just, you know, just making the Old Ship of Zion a part, hallelujah, of your listening pleasure. And I just thank you. And God is going to bless because God blesses each and every one of us. When we are a blessing to others, then God in return blesses you and I. So you can know whatever that we do for the glory and honor of God. God don't owe us anything, but that's just the way God works. He blesses us. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. So I, like I said, I'm going to now open up the chat room, and you're welcome to come aboard. And may God richly bless you, you, and you, all of my listeners that are out there in my audience on this morning or in the congregation or the sanctuary or whatever you want to call it, a place of worship, I say hallelujah. And may God richly bless you for doing so. Hallelujah. And I know he will. So whatever that you want God to do in your life, just ask him and believe in faith that he will do it. And God says that those that come to him in sincerity, you know, that God will hear our humble cry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God is just awesome again on this morning. God is just awesome all the time, you know, but I just, you know, I just look back and I just look at how God operates, you know. And I tell you, God, just, you know, whenever you think that, you know, no one really, you know, cares about you, we know that God cares about us. You know, God loves us. He said, you know, I'll be a mother, father, a sister, or a brother. And I tell you, God will be all of that and more. Because, you know, in the hour of bereavement, we know that God is right there, you know, to wipe our weeping eyes. God is right there to carry us. And the Bible says that when you saw only one set of footprints, my son, my daughter, that is when I, God, Jesus Christ, our soon coming Messiah, hallelujah, he carried you and I. In our darkest hour, in our weakest link, God carried you and I. And God continually to carry us into whatever storm, whatever, you know, tsunami that we might be facing, whatever dilemma that arrives in our lives, God is there. Hallelujah. And I just thank God on this morning. And so I'm not going to get too carried away because, you know, when I get to talking about the Lord, it just makes me happy. And so we're going to now, like I said, we're going to go right now into our opening prayer. And those of you that will, to bow your heads as we go down in prayer on this morning. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and of your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, this is not our eternal destination. We know that you already have a place already in waiting for us that love you, that are living according to your will and your way. But Father God, we will just continue to keep on keeping on, keep on moving forward and upward, keeping our hand held to the plow, firmly to the plow, and never looking back, never having a desire to look back. And I mean going back into the world. When I said your hand to the plow and looking back, I mean looking back in the world as though you have lost something. You have missed something. You have missed out on something. I want you to know that we are going to keep our hand firmly held to the plow. God tell us to work until he come. So until God cracked those clouds one historical day, we're going to give reference to God, our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah. He was, you can say, a baby was born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. But we know that he is alive and well. He's sitting up in the heavenly sector of glory on the right-hand side of his Father. So until you crack those clouds, Jesus of Nazareth, He's a native of Nazareth, but he was born in Bethlehem. His name is Jesus Christ. He's our soon coming Messiah, Rabbi, that will crack those clouds one historical day. And until he cracked those clouds one historical day, hallelujah, we will continually to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, coming, hallelujah, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you once again on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, they may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. But I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. Each and every one that are hurting deep in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your son Jesus' marvelous name. And we allow, hallelujah, the church, the saints of God, to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, you can just come aboard, bring your breakfast meal. May it be cold cereals or hot cereals, latte, coffee, OJ, your water beverages. Hallelujah. Whatever that you have, hallelujah. Whatever you have that you would want to bring aboard, you are honorably welcome to do so. And may God bless you. Hallelujah, always. Jesus. Hallelujah, bless your holy name. I just thank God for this opportunity to be able to come across these airways and skyways, sharing the goodness of Jesus with those of you, hallelujah, that love God. You love God, you love his word, and you want to know more about God. Some of you that may not know God, God love you just the same. And this will be your opportunity to get to know him on this morning in a special way, a way like you've never witnessed his presence before in your life. You know, God is just a whisper prayer away. There's nothing too hard for God to handle. You don't have a problem that's too large for God to take on. Because God, hallelujah, is omnipotent. He's a holy God. Hallelujah. And God has healing in his wings. So I'm going to take you right now. I'll be with you an hour. Unless God say otherwise, I'll be with you an hour on this morning. So I'm going to take you right now on into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so our theme on tonight, or you can call it your sermon on tonight. Hallelujah. Our sermon on tonight, entitled, Bad Sinners Made Good. I want to say that one more time. Bad Sinners Made Good. And we're going to read our first key scripture on this morning, and it reads like this. All our righteousness are like filthy rags. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 64 and 6. We'll move on into our second key scripture, and it reads this. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Scripture reading is out of law, Philippians 2 and 8. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And Romans 10 is best understood in the context of Paul's message in Romans 9, where salvation is defined as a work of God's sovereignty, and it's a work of his sovereign choice. You see, it is the method of salvation and the means by which it is offered, as well as the recipient of his salvation. We know that the patriarchs are illustrated of God, his sovereign choice, for he chose them to inherit his blessings, not because of human achievement, but through his sovereign will. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Romans 9 and 5. Realizing that salvation is the result, Paul still prayed to pray that my kinsmen, according to the flesh, hallelujah, will also be recipients, hallelujah, of God's salvation. They will receive God's gift only through the preaching and the hearing of God's word. Thus, it is our responsibility to preach and share, teach and witness God's salvation as a means by which it can be offered to all. So we know that salvation is not for a favorably few, but it's for all. Hallelujah. God will not, however, allow his salvation to be limited by human inactivity and ineffectiveness. It is his will that none should perish and that all should come to repentance. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Peter 3 and 9. Thus, he uses a variety of persons from across the world to proclaim his salvation. We know that God's salvation is not tied to any human agency, race, class, or gender, or social standing. The Bible tells us that all have sinned. We know that God's grace is offered equally to all, not just a faithful few. Those who desire salvation must come humanly confessing their sins. So the Bible tells us those that are coming to God for repentance must acknowledge first and foremost that he or she is a sinner and asking God to forgive all the sins that they have rendered to thee. Hallelujah. Confess our sins. God is just and faithful to forgive us of our sins. Accepting the Lordship of Jesus Christ and committing themselves to live according to God's word. We know that salvation is simply yet profound, that God so loved us that he sent Jesus Christ to die to redeem our souls, to rise triumphant over Satan, that we might have triumphant over Satan. God's faithful church must teach these essential truths and nurture Christians' maturity in all believers. As you and I and us are faithful to our mission and ministry, God will cause the church to grow spiritually and numerically. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In our sermon, once again, we're talking about bad sinners made good. Our key scriptures coming out of the law of Isaiah 64 and 6, and then Philippians 2 and 8. We know that the Christian faith is anchored in Jesus Christ. We find out that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby you and I and us, we must be saved. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 4 and 12. So then, why does Hebrews 7 say he is a priest? After the order of Melchizedek, We find out he was a priest who performed his duties perfectly unto the Lord. He was the king of righteousness and the king of peace. He had no genealogy of Hebrews 7:2. Hallelujah. As such, he preferred Christ. Did not rebel against God as Aaron did, but was obedient to God's law and will. Jesus is a priest. Hallelujah. For ever after the order of Melchizedek, verse 17, for he too was obedient to God's law and to God's will. Despite Melchizedek's obedience, he was not without sin. Only in Jesus Christ is there perfection of the priesthood and permanent redemption of our sins. Jesus Christ is the sinless Lamb of God who alone takes away the sin of the world, whereby he is also able to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him. Seeing he ever lived to make intercession for them, is the greatest high priest. We know that the name Melchizedek has ended with the law, but the name of Jesus is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Revelation 22:13. And we thank God for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are sad that God had to go out on Calvary cross. And they hung Jesus high and they spread him wide. They put a crown of thorns. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Praise God. And then they put nails in his left hand, in his right hand, in his left foot, and they crossed his foot one upon the other, as to put one in the front and one in the rear. So underneath the first foot of God, they plowed down through the flesh from the top layer down through the very bone of God. Then, if that wasn't enough, then they pierced him with a spear in the side. Then they whooped God with 39 stripes. The Bible says that blood and water gushed out of his side. And Jesus said, "Why have thou forsaken me?" He was speaking of his Father. "Why have thou forsaken me?" But God had not forsaken him. But you know, Jesus felt like that. And you know, sometimes you and I and us, we feel forsaken sometime in this life, in this journey that we're traveling on. Call on our parents, we call on Jesus. When we can't call on our husband and our wife, we call on Jesus. When we can't call on our sons and our daughters, we call on Jesus. Because we know that if we call on Jesus, we make a big enough noise that Jesus will hear you and I. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And a pastor had asked a man if he was sure that he was going to heaven. The man answered, "No, I can't say that I am." The man answered, "But I would like to be." The preacher asked him, "Why do you want to be saved?" He responded, "Do you realize that you are a sinner?" "Yes," the man replied, "but I'm not what you could call a bad sinner. In fact, I have to say I'm rather a good one." And to think of it, we know that a good sinner, that's a contradiction in term. Sin, we know, is sin. Any transgression is bad enough to separate you and I from a holy and righteous God, all eternity. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 3:23. Then we'll go down to Isaiah 64:6 that states, "All of our righteousness are like filthy rags." The Bible says we all stand in need of a saving grace of God. It makes no difference how few sins you and I and us may have committed, or how respectable we may have been in the eyes of others. Until we are willing to admit our guilt, we are just as lost as anyone else. No matter how good we may appear to be to our friends, to our constituents, to our family members, to our colleagues, business colleagues, if you and I are not sure you're going to heaven, we must admit our lostness and place our trust in Christ, died on the cross for yours and mine and our sin. Then you can know complete forgiveness and deliverance through faith in him. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 3 and 21 through 28. Actually, we are all bad sinners. Through faith in Christ, you and I and us can be made truly good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that no one is too good or too bad to qualify for God's saving grace, for God's salvation, for God's deliverance. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we all have sinned and we have fallen short of the glory and the honor of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Jesus addressed this issue with the religious leader in the day of the day in Jerusalem. And we know that they followed an elaborate set of religious rules that went well beyond the one that God had given you and I and us. They worked hard to look good to their peers, to prove that they were better than others. But their hard work didn't impress God. Jesus said to them that you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are full of extortion and self-indulgence. What the Pharisees did to make themselves look good to others actually revealed that they were not good at all. Every culture valued different religious behaviors and traditions, but we find out God's values transcend cultures. And what he values isn't measured by what others see. God values a clean heart and a pure motive. Spiritual health is expressed from the inside out. You know me, Lord, for who I am. My motives and heart are open before you. Cleanse me from the inside out. Help me to live as Jesus did, with a pure and true motive. We know that we might look good on the outside without really being good on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. The Bible tells us that Jesus humbled himself and became obedient even to the point of death, to the death of the cross for yours and mine and our sin. We know that as Christians, you and I, we understand that the spiritual significance of Christ's sacrifice at Calvary, but it's easy to forget about the tremendous agony, hallelujah, that he endured there. The worst aspect was separation from the Father. And that's when I said moments ago, Jesus said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? But the physical suffering was also horrible beyond comprehension. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. What the Savior did for you and I, he wrote, we have perhaps unwisely and sometimes unconsciously glamorized the cross. The jewelry, hallelujah, and the steeples alike are often normal and attractive, but carry nothing of the real story of the crucifixion. It was the most painful method of public death in the first century. We know that the victim was placed on a wooden cross. Nails were driven into the hands and the feet of the victim. Then the cross was lifted and jerked into the ground, bearing the flesh of the crucified and the racing his body with scrutinating pain. Historians remind you and I and us that even the soldiers could not get used to the horrific and the horrible sight, often took long drink to numb senses. With the future awareness, you and I and us, of our Savior's physical agony, let's thank him anew for his sacrifice at Calvary. He loved you and I so much that he was willing to die for you and I and us, even the painful death of the cross. Was it for crime that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. We can never sacrifice for the one who sacrificed his all for you and I and us. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate nature, spirit, and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. This program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilbert, California, 95020. Or you can log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and to enlighten your heart. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, are encouraged with Jesus at the wheel because he is people friendly. Hallelujah. Allow God to go in as you go in God. Up now, Hymns of Zion. Be blessed till we meet again. Bye for now. Hymns of Zion up next. Hallelujah.
Lord, I wanna be to you, please. Tone, that's a lethal combination.
My son, you wouldn't know how to play. Probably me, I would do. My vision wasn't so.
But I got somebody to roll to.
And I'm glad it ain't you and the one
I can talk to.
I know if you pull me through the things I got myself. And now I sit back and wonder, how can I make it without you? How can I do it without you? Cause I realize that hey,
no way.
So here's the question that I wonder, hey, and I figured out that there's
no doubt
that I'm nothing without you.
I'll be lost.
art in progress. No, I don't always seem to see it yet. Because manifest, it's just so evidently no one can deny that you're the one working through me so I can be what you call me. Without the faith, I reach a word and boldly claim my blessing. And with my whole heart, I will worship your voice and sleep in love. All things, the morning star that brings light and hope for me. All I really need is
God, shall we dance? Lift up our hands and give them the praise. pray it's just like this a man. I know, I will, because my God has been so real.
You'll never leave me, don't forsake me.
I know, I pray, he takes me.
If you don't know what you want to know, you need to try Christ and let the rest go.
Where the deacons and greeters was meeting the seekers at the door with arms open wide saying, give me some more.